Good morning. In case some of you don't already know, my name is Diego. I'm the slideshow manager up there with Robin. That's why you don't see me more than half the time that I'm here, but I'm just glad to be able to help out with that. And this little thing once started off as just an idea that popped into my head, but I figured at some point or another, we all have to share at least one part of where it is that we came from in and out of our faith. So this is just a little bit of what happened with me. So the question I was asked, one of them anyway, was tell me about a time when God was close to you or present in the moment. The story of my faith can be best described as a similar account to the conversion of Paul, who, in case you forgot, was the guy who in Acts verses 1 through 9 was the guy who persecuted other Christians for their faith, and one of those persecutions was a young man by the name of Stephen, whom was, according to the scriptures, no younger than me, who was preaching about what he had learned to those around him. Paul was there at the time, and he ended up having him stoned for it. Yeah, not very Christian-like now, is he? But as punishment for both that incident and many like it, Paul was then temporarily blind. And it wasn't until not too long afterwards that one of the men traveling with him, a man by the name of Ananias, restored his sight in exchange so that Paul may not persecute others, but instead spread the word of Jesus Christ. Because, well, what better atonement for persecuting other people than to become the one person that you said that you hated? That being said, the circumstances behind my conversion were very, very different than what happened with Paul. As Pastor mentioned at the very beginning, me and my family, we first started coming here around the time that Pastor Nelson was around, 10 plus years ago, so when I started middle school. And at that point, I was a skeptic. I did not know what the scriptures meant or if they really meant anything at all. And as a result, I didn't have much faith in them, the messages behind them. And as a 13-year-old kid, I had many doubts of whether or not the so-called miracles that were constantly mentioned would either benefit me as a person or were of any real significance. Be it as it may, while attending both CLS throughout middle school and then eventually Damien High School up in Laverne, my faith was forever changed. And it was during my lessons in and out of the classroom that I truly discovered the reasoning for why Jesus chose to be crucified on that cross the way he did. And that reasoning was that he wanted to save us. Not so we can get something out of it or because that's what the scripture said, but because he cared for us in such a way that no one else would. Name one person in your mind or whatever. Name one person who would lay down their life for you so that you can continue to live on. Because that's exactly what Jesus did. He sacrificed himself so the rest of us can live. He paid the price so our sins may be forgiven. Just as Paul was confronted for his transgressions, the Lord did so with me while on a high school retreat known as Kairos. It's basically a group of selected senior students who went to this camp, and the purpose of that camp was to strengthen what we refer to as the brotherhood, because one of the famous things about Damien High School is the Spartan brotherhood that is highly advertised, and that retreat is meant to strengthen that bond, because the Spartans were a brotherhood of not just great warriors, but truly of brothers who would lay down their lives for each other because that was just the right thing to do for them. It was during this retreat that we were asked to find an isolated spot for us to go into prayer. And so I did. And I was just off in this little area, like a little clearing. You can see the grass blowing and all that, sort of like a nature wallpaper, for that matter. It was very nice. And it was in that little spot where I connected with the Lord in what the instructors, in what the instructors referenced was from a passage for the whole idea behind the exercise that came from Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 to 46. And to sum that up, it basically tells when Jesus told his disciples to remain behind as he went to pray by himself. Now, this was before the actual crucifixion. He went to go and pray by himself as a way to mentally prepare for the amount of agony that he was going to endure. We all know the stories, but the story doesn't do justice to the fact that he was hurt in such a way that just thinking about it makes you think, who in their right mind would suffer that much for people whom you don't know, who have done unspeakable things, and yet you're still willing to take the ultimate sacrifice, not just for their sake, but for the sake of those who will come after them, aka us. And this little experience, in my opinion, was probably one of the most prominent experiences with the Lord that I can remember. While I sat there in relative silence, but I mean, the sound of nature is absolutely amazing. It was in that moment that I found an overwhelming presence of peace and warmth just sitting right next to me on a little tree stump. And I specifically remember that this presence was there to simply be there, because during high school, I think we can all agree at some point or another, school is rough. Ain't no way to change that. But I specifically remember there was a voice telling me, "Peace be to you, my son. Lower the walls of your heart so you can be free of the burden that you carry upon your shoulders." And that can be found in the scriptures, or at least said in a similar manner, through some passages that I found, one of which was this. In Revelations chapter 21, verse 4, "And God shall wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There will be no more pain, for the former things have passed away." Hearing that voice, as prominent as it was the kind of voice that was just telling you, it's okay to cry. It's okay to feel weak. Because at the end of the day, Jesus inherently was weak. He wasn't some conqueror that the Israelites were practically begging God for to help get rid of the Romans. He didn't want to conquer them. He didn't want to destroy them. He wanted to save the everyday people that worshiped God in the first place. So having that type of feeling right next to you, it is so heartwarming. I legit started to cry. Nothing comes close to that feeling of just having that little hand on your shoulder telling you, you are going to be okay. And that's actually part of the reason why I'm studying criminal justice, is because I want to be that kind of person. The person who does the next right thing. Not to get something out of it, be it money or otherwise, but because we so often forget that just doing the right thing is so much more meaningful than any paycheck or any special interview you might get for whatever job you're in. the next right thing will never be the wrong thing. So not only did I have probably one of the most comforting and peaceful moments with the Lord while out in nature, it felt like for once I wasn't being judged for something, because in high school, people tend to judge you a lot, be it your classmates or even the teachers. And that's not to say that you're doing your homework right or passing a test. Nah, it's the kind of feeling that's like, they want to see what kind of person that you are. And for just a brief moment, I didn't have any of that. I had a moment that, again, was just that hand on my shoulder telling me, you're going to be okay. Things are hard right now, but that doesn't mean that they're not going to be any less hard later. I mean, it wasn't easy for Jesus to carry that cross all the way up to where he was eventually crucified. He kept falling again and again. But he kept getting back up the same number of times. He even had some help from someone in the crowd. Everyone else was just saying, let's just leave him be. He's the one who's suffering. Why should we suffer along with him? Yeah, instead he got some help. And as did I. And I only pray that I get to experience things like that more in the future. Because I think we can all agree at some point or another, we need that little moment to just be with God, with ourselves. It's something that we as human beings, we need. So to kind of sum things up, both me and Paul, by the mercy of the Lord, were blessed with a second chance to truly understand both how God's words can change our lives, and especially for those who, like me, at the very beginning, we didn't believe. Through reading the scriptures and understanding their intended messages, I was able to find pieces of them that I can personally relate to, and just a few of them I found, one of which also was in Ephesians. In Christ, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace. And a personal one that I found from Romans 12, verse 11, never let the fire in your heart go out. Keep it alive and serve the Lord. These passages, they mean a lot to me, not because like they give off a good feeling, but because when you really think about it, it was through Christ's blood, the blood that he spilled for us on that cross. He spilled that blood so we can live, not to survive, not to wait for whatever the next day has to bring us and just treat it like an everyday occurrence. He wanted us to live in his stead, live so that so many others can be forgiven and so many more can see the light at the end of that tunnel. When you look at the world today and you see all that's been going on, one has to wonder, where is God in all that? He's everywhere. He's always with us. And if it weren't for him, I probably wouldn't be here right now. So, in conclusion, God didn't just give me a second chance. He gave me a new reason to want to move forward in and out of my academics. He wanted to show me that through the fire that he put in me, I'm going to carve my own path towards the future that he has planned. Whatever that may be, I'm going to be ready for it. And I hope and pray that all of you, in your own way, will find the path that you're looking for. Or if you've already found it, enjoy it. Because he enjoyed his time with us. It's only right we do the same. Let us pray. Lord God, there is nothing more I can thank you for, because you gave me so much more than I could ever have hoped for. A loving family, this community, so much that I am grateful for. Lord, you are the light that we all want to see. Teach us each and every day of our lives that no matter what happens, you will always be there to tell us things are going to be okay. You sacrificed yourself for us so that we may live in your stead. Allow us to return the favor by spreading your word and being the beacon of hope that you were during your time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.